Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
All right, here we are at the last break of the day. Steve, we've had a good day, talked about a lot of stuff. And of course, as usual, it is time for your closing remarks.
Today, I want to keep it positive, but I want to keep it encouraging at the same time. And always, as usual, I just want to say this before I start. It's not that I think I know everything, because I don't. But I have learned quite a bit. I have learned how to come from the back towards the front. I've learned how to be at the bottom and work my way towards the top. I've learned how to get over because I've been under. I've learned how to win because I have lost so many times. I've had learned how to develop an understanding because I have been more than confused before. So I have paid for these lessons that I've learned. So I'm just sharing, and that's all I'm doing. You don't have to take any of this that I say to heart, or you may choose to go another way. But for those that are really open to just hearing some theories of success, that's why I decided to start doing closing remarks again. Today I want to talk to you about something that really helps everybody. And it's very simple. Get focused. You got to get focused, folks. You've got to become what I call laser beam driven. You've got to set your goals and visions up, and you've got to put those blinders on that you see on the horse. See, the reason they put the blinders on the horse is so that the horse's peripheral vision doesn't distract him. If you have up in New York and you see those carriages going around Central Park, all those horses have on blinders. Is so that they can keep the attention of the horse straight ahead. Blinders are very good. If you want to be successful, you're going to have to put on a pair of blinders. That's so your eyes, when you look left or right, it forces you to get them back out front to where you're trying to go. See, because those blinders block out distractions. They block out distractions because they know you got to get laser beam focused if you want to be successful. You have to focus. You have to stop veering off track. You're just making the journey longer. You know, they say the quickest way from point A to B is a straight line. Now, in life, it doesn't work that way. There is no straight line. But you can avoid some of the detours. Some of the distractions, but you gotta quit veering off track. Everybody come to you. You can't participate in everything. Hey man, we going out tonight. Hey man, we going over here this weekend. Hey man, come on man, you ain't gotta study. We getting ready to do this. Hey man, don't worry about that. We going to happy hour. Come on man, you can't go to everything. Stop veering off track. Next, look at it like this. Get your mind made up. Get your mind made up of what you want to have in your life, the legacy you want to leave, what you want people to think of you as, how much money you really want to make, where are you really trying to go, how do you really want to be viewed, what do you really want to accomplish? Get your mind made up. Here's another way to look at it. Make a decision. Stop just wandering around. Life is a series of decisions. Make one. Just make a decision today. Make a decision. In other words, come to a conclusion. Man, just sit up and say to yourself, you know what? This is the deal for me. This is what works best for me. This is who I really am. Skip the outside interference from your friends and your relatives of what they think you ought to be and do. What's really good for you? Don't nobody know what's best for you better than you. Come to a conclusion. Make a decision. Set a goal. Have a vision. Get thirsty. Want something so bad that without it, your mouth tastes dry. You got to get thirsty, man. See, when you're thirsty, you got to get that quenched. You have to quench your thirst. And that's how you got to pursue success. You got to pursue success like you're thirsty. You got to be thirsty, man. You got to want something so bad that if you don't get it, your mouth tastes dry. What are you thirsty for? If you ain't thirsty for nothing, you ain't giving it all you got. I'm telling you, man, this is how I look at it. These are just some triggers that I put in my head. Be relentless. You got to be relentless about something. Being a relentless person has a carryover effect. And if you get relentless about your dreams and goals, do you know that makes you relentless about everything? If you develop these positive characteristics about being successful, you can get there. You got to get focused. You got to stop veering off track. You got to get your mind made up. You got to make a decision. You got to come to a conclusion. You got to set a goal. You got to have a vision. You got to get thirsty. You have to be relentless. If you're not, you will veer off track. If you veer off track, you will never get to where you're trying to go. You got to get focused, y'all. It's as simple as that. And if you know how to do it, ask God to show you how. That's the other thing. No matter what I tell you, if you include God in everything I'm telling you, it becomes a lot simpler. You know, God can help you get focused. Anything you're short of, he got plenty of. God in the make your dream come true business. God is in the turn your life around business. God is in the pull it together business. God in the get over business. He can do it. So if you don't know how to get focused, ask God to help you get focused. And then make a decision to be focused and get on with your life. Make something happen today. Those are my closing words.
All right.
Hey, can I tell y'all something?
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.